Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back to another episode of Two Ninjas and a Book. Now, today we are going to be reading another Easter story. Now, for some of our listeners, we, the Two Ninjas and Ninja Mummy, of course, live in Perth, Australia. So we live in a state called Western Australia. Now, this book is about Tiny, who is a elephant, who is pretending to be the Easter Bunny. So I thought we'd read this book today because I really love this book. And it is almost Easter. Easter Bunny's going to come soon, boys and girls. So make sure you're on your best behavior. So let's begin. One bright Easter morning while out for a jog, Tiny hears, "Help! I'm stuck in a log." He scratches his head thinking, "Who could that be? It sounded like Fluff. I'd better go see." Fluff's in a log with her feet in the air. "Hey, Fluff, what on earth are you doing in there?" A sad little voice from an echoey space says, "I thought this would make a good egg hiding place." "You poor Easter Bunny," says Tiny while giggling. "I'll get you back out. Just hold tight and stop wriggling." Tiny pulls hard using all of his might. He tries and he tries, but his friend is stuck tight. "My eggs," sighs poor Fluff. "Who'd deliver them now?" "I'll do it," says Tiny. Fluff laughs and asks how. "Don't worry, dear Fluff. Leave it all up to me. I watched you last Easter. How hard could it be?" This bunny looks funny. Yes, something is wrong. His feet are too big and his nose is too long. His skin is not furry, it's wrinkled and tough. His tail is too thin and it's not made of fluff. Now, if you haven't already figured it out, Tiny is an elephant. So, not really an Easter bunny, but he is trying his best. He ran through Bunbury and Margaret River already. He's all out of puff and his legs feel unsteady. He hops, then he stops, then he hops a bit more, then he stops all the hopping and flops to the floor. "Hello," squeaks a mouse in his fake bunny ear. "Oh my, have you grown since I met you last year? I'm Marvin, remember? You're running quite late. I'll help you if you like," Tiny nods and says, "Great." First they hit Broom and rush through the streets, delivering handfuls of chocolatey treats. Next, Kalgoorlie, Karratha and Halls Creek too. There's not much time left, but there's so much to do. "Speed up," Marvin squeaks, "or we'll finish too late. Dig under the hedge and hop over the gate." This Fremantle house has a fence all around. Poor Tiny tries digging down into the ground, but the hole is too small and his body's too big. "How odd," Melvin thinks, "I thought bunnies could dig." This large house in Perth has a really high wall. "Jump up," Marvin squeaks. "Come on, give it your all." So Tiny jumps up but comes down with a thump. "How odd," Marvin thinks. "I thought bunnies could jump." "There's something not right," Marvin says. "Let me see." He scratches his chin and thinks, "What could it be?" "You're not very fast. Well, look at those legs. You're not very careful. You've cracked half the eggs. You don't have any whiskers and you're not good at hopping, though its ears look quite fake and there's no bunny dropping." "Aha! Now I've got it." He jumps to his toes. "No bunny is born with a trunk for a nose." Tiny starts crying. He wails, "Yes, it's true. I thought I could do the things real bunnies do." "Don't worry, it's fine," Marvin squeaks, being nice. "Do you mind if I offer a little advice?" "You need to start using the talents you've got. Be proud of you. Don't be something you're not." "What talents?" says Tiny. "What things can I do?" He blows his nose and then achoo! "Eureka!" squeaks Marvin from high in the tree. "That wonderful big trunky nose is the key. It's strong and it's long and it can pick things up too. It's perfect for seeing this Easter job through. We'll put it to work just as soon as we can. Let's head to Albany and test out this plan. This house has a fence. This house has a wall. But with Tiny's big nose, there were no problem at all. His long nose lift up, reaching over the top. He drops an egg down on the lawn with a plop. And look at the hole in the fence that will do. There's room for an egg and a trunk to fit through. Now the job seems quite easy. Well, how it goes when an elephant uses his brains and his nose. But daylight is breaking and the sun starts to rise and the home after home stands in front of their eyes. I don't think we'll make it, squeaks Marvin. Oh dear, hang on, Tiny shouts. I have a marvelous idea. He sucks up all the Easter eggs into his nose and with his trunk full, he takes aim and then blows. Look at those eggs blasting out of his trunk, landing on lawns with a thunk, 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 thunk. The basket's soon empty. We did it. Hooray. Come on, let's help Fluff. Oh, I hope she's okay. Hey, Fluff, Easter's saved. I will get you out now. Thank you, shouts Fluff. But you'll get me out how? At the side of a pond, Tiny dips in his trunk. He drinks and he drinks till the water's all drunk. And using his nose as a huge water hose, he blows through the log. Look at Fluff, up she goes. Happy Easter, everyone. Well, I really like that book, Boys and Girls, because it tells you that you should be proud of who you are and not try to be anyone else. All right, boys and girls, well, we will talk to you very soon and have a great Easter. Bye.